This is The Good Pod Guide with journalist and podcast aficionado Lauren Windle. Today I'm joined by fellow podcaster and my mate, Nat Barker. Every time we do these co-hosted podcast episodes, I like spend time coming up with a brilliant anecdote about you that we can all discuss. And I feel like it's time for you to shine a light on me. What's something funny I've done, Nat? What's...
Oh, right, okay. Do you remember when you were painting your house? Lauren had just moved into her new house. And she was sat in the living room, which I think if you're watching a clip of this, you can see her sat there in her last living room now. Yeah. I offered to go around. It was a sort of rainy Sunday. I offered to go around and help her paint because you were painting your living room, I seem to recall. And I was trying very hard to paint well. I've painted rooms. I've painted my bedroom before. I'm not an expert, but I back myself, as it were. And Lauren sort of observed me painting for a while and then said, "Why don't you paint this, Nat? It's going to be like a feature wall. It's just so like about 2 foot wide, this wall." I pulled my heart and soul into painting that wall and then went round to Lauren's house about a week later and it's a different color. She painted over it.
You know what? I can actually show you.
Spun me this baloney yarn about how, oh no, actually I decided like it was a bit much and I just wanted it to be the same color as... Is it?
I can't really quite see. The pink was a bit much. My living room looked like a nursery school with a small panel of pink.
It was absolutely nothing to do with the fact that there were lots of my hairs caked into the...
Yeah, I definitely think there's work to do in your decorating. And I apologize that. But if we were to pick away at that blue, underneath the layer of green I tried afterwards would be your pink wall.
You painted over the one I did and then you painted over it again with another bright colour to just really be like, accurate. This never happened.
Yeah. Just wanted to bury it really deep, you know.
I wish I hadn't brought that up, actually.
Let's talk about today's podcast. It is Crime in Sports, which looks at the bizarre and awful crimes that sports people commit. In the host's words, it's people who have lost big games with the law, ! They mix it up with the sports that they feature. It's like baseball or football or figure skating or MMA fighting, and the list goes on and on and on.
Another one from our mate James Petrogallo.
Yeah.
Lauren, who we've spoken about podcasts that he hosts before, P.S. I Hate This Movie. And he also hosts another one called Small Town Murder.
I like Small Town Murder. We weren't big fans of P.S. I Hate This Movie, though.
Yeah, and when I spoke about P.S. I Hate This Movie, I think I called him James Pietragallo. And I went back just before we recorded this podcast and checked, and it's actually James Petrogallo. And I feel like if you're going to be rude about somebody's podcast, you should at least get their name right. So apologies, James. Anyway, James on this one is joined by Jimmy Wiseman, his friend and fellow comedian. What's your favourite part?
I'm not the target audience for this one. I don't have a huge amount of sport knowledge. I have zero American sport knowledge, which kind of, I think, probably helps. I don't think you necessarily need to know like the rules of the game, but to be familiar with the players and the sort of context that they're in is probably quite helpful. Also,
It's interesting you say that because they're not all, because I listened to a couple and was like, I listened to like the most recent couple and like, I don't really, there's a sports I don't care about. I've never heard of these people. It's kind of meaningless to me. And I skimmed through and they have done some footballers. They've done some non-American sports.
Who are the footballers? Would I know them? Are they Wayne Rooney? Freeman, I know.
One I listened to yesterday, they did one about Andy Johnson, who was a Sunderland and England footballer his crime was quite serious. It was quite high profile. A few years ago, he was sent to prison for relations with an underage woman.
I do remember that. I think we were studying journalism then.
We probably were, actually. Yeah, I think we were. We were at journalism school.
Yeah.
I mean, that one as well, it wasn't, you know, crime is obviously very grisly and nasty, but I think my favourite bit of the podcast that I've listened to is listening to them, because, you know, they talk about their crimes, but they also talk about their sport, their sort of career, and like they kind of talk about how they were doing sort of on the field, as it were, and then how they're doing like in their personal life. And then he scored a goal from 18 yards from a dead ball situation.
What does
and
that
then,
mean?
And the other one goes, wow. And then he goes, yeah, I know. That's really good. And he's like, wow, I love those dead balls. Oh, man, they're so great.
Wait.
I was like, what are they talking about? And I realized they're talking about free kicks.
Oh, okay. So I laughed there because I wanted to be part of it, but I had no idea. As for all I know, that is an accurate phrase. And for all I know, it's not. And I just couldn't, I didn't follow. Sorry.
I do quite enjoy Americans talking about football or soccer, as they call it. It's quite amazing. And they actually acknowledge that they don't know anything about football. They're very upfront about that. So that was a bit of the podcast I particularly enjoyed.
Okay. I mean, I listened to a bit of OJ Simpson, and I think that I've got a bit of prior knowledge of that. I've watched the BBC like acted thing with Ross from Friends and that kind of thing. So I had some prior knowledge, which I think helped me out there. I don't know. I can't say I was super into this. There are 248 episodes and counting. So there's a lot there.
Well, I mean, the other thing, I can't believe they've managed to do that many. I don't know the fact that, you know, they've managed to come up with 248. Didn't you say 248?
Yeah, sorry, it's 248.
I cannot believe they managed to come up with 248 sports stars who have committed heinous enough crimes to warrant a whole podcast about them. What are they doing, these sports stars? What's wrong with them? They need to train. They're clearly not training hard enough. If they're training to their maximum, they would be too tired to go out and commit crimes. They would just be sat at home resting, waiting for the next training session.
In an ice bath where they should be.
Exactly.
What's more offensive than the volume of the podcast is that some of them are 3 hours long.
We've spoken about our kind of dislike for long podcasts. And yeah, the average is about 2.5 hours for these ones, which is crazy in my opinion. I actually worked it out. So the average, if they're 2.5 hours long and they're kind of approaching 250 podcasts, then if you listen to every single one, that would be 25 days of your life, 25 whole days of your life. So nearly a month.
Wow.
And you only get what, like 900 months in your lifetime? You're only going to spend a whole month listening to a podcast about sports criminals.
Nasty sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not how I would spend my month. Look, I like the hosts. I really enjoyed Small Town Murder, even if they were also offensively long podcasts. But this one does appeal to me less, probably because of the sports element. I'm just sort of put off by it. But also, I just don't have 3 hours to invest in working out to what extent I enjoy it, you know?
I think that's completely fair. I mean, what I would say, they're funny guys, the hosts, you know, they talk about it in a funny way and they make the whole thing engaging. So I definitely would say that if you're into American sports, particularly, it's worth checking out. If you're not, it's still probably worth scrolling through a few of the episodes, see if there's somebody that you've heard of, because they, you know, it's worth giving a listen, but they are quite long.
In the next episode, I'm once again joined by Nat Barker, and we are looking at comedy panel podcast Do the Right Thing. You can get more info on the show online at www.goodpodguide.com and follow us at Good Pod Guide on Instagram and Twitter.